Blog Talk Radio.
Getting closer. It'll be the show.
Hey, Freedomizers. Jay here, and I want to take a minute to tell you about all the great shows on Freedomizer Radio weekdays. So starting at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, you're stuck with me as I'm doing some fill-in work. From 4 East, at 4 Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, it's Minister Fortson and Brother BJ as they talk about and teach us how to hunt the supernatural. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, it's the Freedomizer Radio, Intel Hub Radio simulcast. Those guys are doing great work over at the Intel Hub, and we're glad to have them with us. At 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, join the conspiracy theorists on the soft kill weapon. So adjust your tinfoil hat, folks. Following him at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, it's the incomparable Travis, a.k.a. Trevano One, with the New World Order Report in prime time. And at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific, it's the one and only Proof Negative on the Proof Negative Show. That rounds out our 9-hour broadcast day here on Freedomizer Radio. There's something here for everyone, and as always, we thank you for listening to Freedomizer Radio.
Hey you, listening to the show. Have you thought about having your own show? Wondering what you have to do to become a Freedomist? How about sending an application to Freedomizer Radio? Freedomizer Radio is debuting a new show, so who's the next Freedomizer? Submit an email to proof@freedomizerradio.com and maybe you have what it takes to be the next Freedomizer. So who's the next Freedomizer? Starts Tuesday, August 17th, and will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio. Good luck, hopeful Freedomist.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, we don't need to refresh right now. There we go. All right, Freedomizers, we are back. Thank you so much for joining me. Of course, if you haven't heard of what a proof negative is here, I want to thank you for joining Blog Talk Radio's largest show. 9 hours of live programming, and I cover the back three. So thank you so much for joining us. I am Proof Negative, and what we do here is we cover the news that the mainstream media is too scared to share with you. They're afraid that you might get upset, or you might upset Mr. Satoru. So therefore, they don't cover stuff. Now, I know they want us to cover which is America's favorite vegetable. I know they want to tell us how many times a day you should water your apricot tree. And, well, what baseball trade was made today? I know that's what the mainstream media wants me to do. And, no, we're not giving in to that stuff. But we will be covering a ton of news today. We do have open phones today, by the way. The phone number to call in on is 347-324-3704. So if you have anything on your mind, please give us a call. We may or may not be joined today by Delia Lopez, who's running for Congress in Oregon. She's been on my show a few times, and she just instant messaged me a little while ago and asked, well, I haven't been on in a while. When can you book me? So we'll get that going, I think. So I like that, the fact that people just realize they haven't been on the Proof Negative show in a while, and they have to instant message or call or email me and find out when they can be on. Thank you. Anyway, I know you guys probably expect me to go to the mosque discussion first, and I guess I could possibly just step around it for a little bit here, and I'll get more into it later on. However, yeah, I don't know what to think when we have Nancy Pelosi saying that anybody who doesn't agree with this mosque idea needs to be, I guess we need to be federally investigated. So I didn't realize that you absolutely have to love and cherish every single idea that every leader has. I mean, not even a 98% ratio is good enough. You need to be 100% in lockstep with leader. Or else you need to be federally investigated. Meanwhile, we have Governor Patterson of New York, who I think is trying to come up with some sensible, reasonable solution by saying, let's try to work on another location so we could put the Greek Orthodox Church back up, which in all rights is not being discussed in the lamestream media. They are just being forgotten about. And so it's looked at like the average person in the United States is racist because they don't want the world's most famous mosque at ground zero. Now, I am one of those that believe that, yes, they should be able to find a new home for that, especially since we have a Greek Orthodox church that's been there for many years and was obviously blown up in the 9/11 fiasco, and they want their church back. And, well, they were never behind in any rent. They were in good with the people around them, never had a complaint. So in all fairness, to me, the people that were there first get first rights. So Governor Patterson is saying, look, these people were here first, and we'll help you find a location. It won't be as expensive, maybe. Maybe we can throw in some other perks. And this guy here, the imam, is saying, no, we demand to be on that site or else, and there's no meeting. It's either you will comply with me, and that's it. There is no or else. It's just you will comply. And he says that if the money isn't, even though I don't think money's an issue, I don't care if Saudi Arabia agrees to fund all of our debt that we have right now. It's not enough money to sell your soul for this. $14 trillion is not enough for a country to lose its soul. And if they want to build another mosque, which they think will be very famous on another area in New York City, fine. That's not the issue. The issue is the insensitivity of the subject matter at hand, plus you have a church that has been waiting patiently for 9 years for the right to go up. But nobody will speak about that unless you're Lou Dobbs, who was talking about it very much today. So, in all fairness, no, the Greek Orthodox Church comes first. And if the mosque was there at the time, and the 9/11 thing happened, and they ended up in smithereens and wanted to rebuild, then obviously they would have the first right. But just because it's Islam, and the people of Islam happen to be Middle Eastern and African American, you can't just put them to the front of the line. And I don't care how much money is involved, and I don't care if this guy says that Saudi Arabia and Iran will fund this. But it does sound like he's actually trying to do something that's very credible, and I have to applaud him. And I'm hoping that the governor steps in and does something other than here's the key to ground zero. So that's my thoughts on that, which haven't really changed. It's just that you can't have one religion overstepping another just because they have money. Because when you're there to meet your maker, it doesn't matter to the Lord whether you have Bill Gates, Carlos Slim, and Warren Buffett money, or you were a homeless man living in the sewer eating GMO foods out of a McGMO's trash bin. The fact is, were you a moral person? Or were you not a moral person? And I think that's the issue. And it's... I don't want this to be about race, because to me it's not about race. It's maybe I see it completely different than most people, but I just want, if they want to move five blocks away, that's fine. And all the people are basically suggesting is we have the Obamas and we have the Pelosis. Which, strangely enough, Harry Reid, I guess, came to his senses and realized that, hey, 82% of New York City residents are against this. I better be against it, too, if I want to win an election. But, and even if you disagree with the general thought on that, because I know people are going to have different thoughts, and that's why we have different shows. But it's not, this isn't something that, in my opinion, that can be bought with money. Okay, and ABC, if you want to call in, I want to know where you stand on that, because I know that you have a lot of good insight, and we appreciate you here. That's why we gave you a show. And I enjoy this type of debate, which can be a positive. I don't want to get into, of course, we don't get into bashing people here, because that's not really what it's about. But this is just, see, I don't know. There's no right or wrong answer, in my opinion. Well, there is a wrong answer, which is if an imam happened to come up with $2 trillion, and everybody said, well, It's like 14-year-old kids hanging around LeBron James trying to get their pens and papers so they can get the autograph. But I don't think that people are even paying attention, and yes, that was what I was going to lead into, Travis. There's a 9/11 responders bill, which in my opinion is probably going to be put by the wayside so they can hurry up and rush this mosque bill in. Well, that mosque isn't a bill. It's just a sign and deal, I guess. But I do not expect the 9/11 first responders to get assistance. I think that these people are just going to continue to be thrown under the bus. They're going to say that's the reason why we need health care. So Piano De Precious says sell the imam the White House, which, hey, at this rate, I wouldn't be surprised. And, well, I see ABC is here. ABC, if you're ready, I'm going to go ahead and jump over to you here.
If you've
Hey, Proof is here. Were you ready to come on, or did you need a minute?
Oh, that's fine. I can talk now. I was just going to kind of give you my spiel on it. We've talked about it some in the earlier shows, and I think I may have commented a day or two ago, a couple of days ago. But basically, I just see this as a... another distraction, and I think it was kind of built for order. I honestly don't think that this is a real story.
Let me also interject here, because I didn't if I didn't see you on, I was going to get into the whole situation and try to tie it in with Israel and Iran. How John Bolton said Israel has 3 days and now 2 days to bust out on Iran's nuclear site. And so are these more Islamic fascists, allegedly, that we're to be told to fear, but yet we're going to give them a mosque?
I guess that, Jay mentioned earlier, and I hadn't thought about this, that with the anniversary of 9/11 coming up, is less than a month away now, that we're probably going to hear more about this mosque story and, you know, similar stories. And honestly, I hadn't thought about that anniversary coming up, but it makes even more sense now.
Well, ABC, do you know when they want to break ground on this mosque?
No, I don't. The only thing I know about it...
Let me tell you the date real quick. They officially want to start putting shovels in the ground on September 11th, 2011. They want to commemorate... I'm serious.
Oh, wow. I need to read that story. But that even, you know...
Yeah, I didn't expect to get into that and stay there today. I didn't even bring the link up. I'm sorry. I read it about a week ago on air.
That's crazy. You know, it makes me feel even more confident that this whole thing is a sham and a big show to instigate feelings, strong feelings, and kind of, kind of empower this idea about
right.
Islamic Muslim terrorists coming to kill you at the nighttime with your kids and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, so let's look for right-wing extremists.
Right. You know, but I had no idea when I was talking with Jay.
I want to say it was last Monday, but it could have been the week before. But I remember reading it, and I covered it. And, yeah, they want to start breaking ground on September 11th, 2011. If that doesn't commemorate the event, and I don't know whether they want to claim peace or whether or not I don't know what the deal is.
Well, tell me, and honestly, your opinion about this. I mean, the only thing that makes sense about that, you know, doing it on that date is that they're purposefully trying to incite, you know, hatred and anger. Now, does it make
right.
sense that they would do that? You know, what is the point?
Well, out of chaos comes order.
Well, yeah, for the cabal, Exactly.
Yes.
That does make sense. But it doesn't make sense that any country or people, you know, particularly in this case, the Muslims or Islam or whatever, mm-hmm. it doesn't make sense that they would purposely try to further anger and distance themselves from the rest of the world. I mean, it's not enough that the war on terror is totally against them.
Now, if they really want to commemorate the event, I would not be opposed to letting them have the Pentagon.
You know, I don't know, man. I posted a couple of links about that imam. I don't know if you saw the stories about that imam.
Well, I was reading a little bit about how he said if money's an object, he'll get it from Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Right, which is, again, something that, hey, you know, let me piss you off even a little bit more. I'll get the money from Saudi Arabia and Iran. But the articles that I saw said that he worked with the FBI from 1998 to 2008. It's some program to kind of further understanding between religions or whatever. And I just found the report today that he's going to be going on this tour. I think it's a world tour about religion. And
right.
Unbelievably, we're paying for it. The U.S. government is paying for it.
Yes, and this imam is representing America for religion.
So what kind
he's of... He's the only person representing America, and he happens to be Islamic.
And he happens to be building a mosque on ground, like near Ground Zero.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You know, that stinks to high heaven. But I'll tell you something that's something else it does. It furthers promote this idea that Obama is sympathetic to the Muslims. He's a closet Muslim and this kind of thing.
I don't know if he's in the closet anymore.
Well, and I imagine there's a lot of people that say that. But you know that I think that that's a total BS story. I don't think.
Well, Alex Jones had up an article, and I don't have it up right now. I'm not going to read into it, but I remember reading one line that Paul Joseph Watson said, which is Obama basically fell on his sword, and he, with these words saying that he endorses the mosque going up at Ground Zero, pretty much ensures that he will definitely be a one-term president.
And honestly, most people seem to be saying that, but I've said that I very honestly, and I'm not trying to just be contrarian, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that this guy's got a good chance of being reelected. I mean, it just depends on how useful the cabal, you know, they may decide by the end of the 4 years that he's become a liability and he's no longer useful, so they let him go. But I think this guy's like one of the best things going for the cabal.
Oh, I agree. He's delivered to these people. I mean, obviously not fast enough for George Soros and Henry Kissinger, but if they have to say, did he give results, then they have to say, yes, he at least was at standard or exceeded what they were expecting. They weren't overly blown away, but they did get what they wanted for the most part.
Yeah, they got that health care bill, which is major, and then they got they've increased this war on terror. He's in the Yemen now, bombing those people and killing the people.
But here's the thing, though, and this is the confusing part, is that, yes, we're supposed to be angry with Islam because, well, we have a war with Iran. And so we're supposed to be mad at these people, but yet we're supposed to be nice enough to be tolerant, which is fine. Like I said before, if they had the mosque there first, and not the Greek Orthodox Church, it would be the exact same issue for me in that the mosque was first, so they belong there. Now, if the mosque doesn't want to be there, then the other church could come in. But if you were there, and you've been waiting 9 years, and you've never had an issue there, you get first rights.
Now, let me ask you about that, because I'm not aware of that story, but two things. One is,
if you look up, let me just clarify here first, ABC,
okay.
Is that if anyone out there wants to go to Bing or Yahoo. I don't use Google, so I don't tell people to Google anything. Ask.com, whatever. Whatever search engine you use. Look up Ground Zero Greek Orthodox Church. And there you go.
I have to check that out. I mean, that can pop in here now, but
so yeah, they've been waiting 9 years, and it's all dependent on what happens at Ground Zero, I guess, before they can get their license back and start building.
Now, is it in the exact same spot? Because
I don't know if it's the exact same or immediately next door, but yes, it's within easily walking distance.
And
you could probably throw a baseball over to the other building if it's not the same place.
I say that because my understanding is that this supposed mosque, which from what I understand is not really a mosque, it's some kind of Islamic center or something, but regardless, it's like a couple few blocks away, and it's on private property.
Right.
So...
Let me clarify here, too. Static Line wants me to clarify the war with Iran. If you go to the Drudge Report, you will see that John Bolton, the neocon, said that Israel has 3 days to strike Iran and get rid of its possibility of having nuclear attack. And if Israel strikes Iran, yeah, war has been officially declared. So has it started today yet? No. Well, can it start tomorrow? Well, if Israel goes ahead and does their thing before Sabbath, sundown Friday, that's when they allegedly have to do it by.
Do you think they'll do it?
I can't speculate. I don't know. I mean, this is too close for me to even give a reasonable answer.
Right.
I mean, they've been talking about building up Iran for years, and I don't know if now's the time where they want to start all this.
And I guess I'm thinking that, you know, like everything else, that there's no reason for them to do it. You know, it's just part of this PNAC thing. I've seen the stories that whatever, supposedly Iran's got closer to, I guess Russia's helping them with this and that and whatever.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, but it just sounds like a bunch of crap. And, you know, the stories that I read said that scientists that are familiar with this stuff said, they, you know, these guys aren't about to do anything.
Mm.
It's just the cabal is just looking at this as the time, you know, to go ahead and expand this thing to, you know, continue with this PNAC agreement. Although I'm kind of doubtful that it's going to happen. I know that Bolton's talking it up, but this may be part of this thing about keeping everybody on the edge and, you know, keeping us in fear is part
of the world. Nothing surprises me anymore.
Right. And that's one of the things about it, you know, nothing's for sure. Who knows with this stuff?
But George or Charlie Rangel will get his wish, though, if we start World War III.
It could be, you know, somebody posted in the chat, I'm thinking it might have been Trav, you know, that if they try to go through with this draft, that may be the thing that breaks, you know, their plans and stuff, because people just be up in arms about it. And I hope that's true, and it may be true, but if they actually, like, start the war, it may be, hey, you know, they get everybody in this trap where it's like, hey, you know, you got to support the country, and plus, like somebody else pointed out, we ain't got any other jobs, so join the military.
Well, remember, Bill Clinton told Obama the only way to get your ratings back is to go to war. So maybe he thinks that the average American will totally fall in love with this war and enjoy being drafted so that they can serve these radical Islamic fundamentalists while they come over here and take our country over.
I don't know. You know, it's a lot of, somebody said it earlier, you know, like tricks and traps and puzzles and, you know, trying to figure out this thing is like trying to untangle a bunch of knotted threads and stuff. But The thing that makes sense is that this cabal is just putting pieces in place. The cover stories that are out there don't make any sense. This mock story and Obama, you know, talking sympathetically about this kind of stuff. But that stuff doesn't add up and it doesn't make sense. But it does make
sense. Well, I can understand Obama saying it because he's Muslim, and I understand that if he came out and said, look, I'm a Muslim, we could all be peaceful people, I would almost understand it a little bit more. But when you have people like Nancy Pelosi saying, well, if you don't agree with this, you need to be federally investigated. If you're a radio talk show host or a senator or a congressman, you need to be looked at very seriously and be heavily scrutinized and possibly go to jail.
Well, 2 points to that. One is, I don't believe he's Muslim. I think that's, like, ridiculous. And, but a lot of people do. And the other thing is...
Well, if he says... my opinion on that is, yeah, he probably had some Muslim upbringing. I think that's a lot of evidence is there. But
right.
People can change religions midlife. And if he wants to say he's a Christian, we have no choice but to believe him. We can't deny the man his right to a free religion. And if that's what he chooses, then... who are we to judge him?
Well, what's that saying? Something like, you know people by their actions or something along those lines. And as far as that goes, to me, you know, the guy's expanded this war on terror. He has promoted the war on terror. The war on terror is against Muslims and Islam. He just recently dropped some bombs or did some drone attacks or something in Africa or Yemen. Killing one of the guys over there, you know, he never says anything about, you know, we're sorry about this or that and all that kind of stuff. And then on top of all of that, he has a lot of Zionists in his cabinet. So, you know, I don't see a Muslim having all of that going on. And the main thing beyond all that is I don't believe the cabal is Muslim or Christian or they could care less about any of that stuff as far as I'm concerned. I think.
Hey, let me jump in here. We have a caller from New Jersey. Do you mind if the two of us together take a call?
No, that's cool. I always like to call.
All right. Go ahead. You're on the air in New Jersey.
Hey, how you doing? You guys
all right.
Talked about Iran, and it seems to be the big topic this week. I guess.
Yeah, I was trying to move into another direction, but that's where the land that's where the words took me today.
Well, it seems to be the topic of the week, and everyone seems to be looking towards Friday as the date where, you know, if Israel doesn't attack by Friday, and I just wanted to sort of make a comment and see what you guys feel. Do you think it's a little sort of simplistic that this reactor is totally devoid of nuclear material right up until Friday, and then, you know, some sort of convoy?
Yeah, just all of a sudden they're going to ship it in. Meanwhile, Russia's having so many problems with the wildfires spreading around Chernobyl, which could be an ecological disaster, which is an ecological disaster, that could any minute be much, much worse. And so they're going to stop what they're doing to save their own country, to give Iran some nuclear power. I don't know about that.
I see this now that the mainstream media, you know, up in like Monday and Tuesday was sort of just the alternative media, but now that today you see mainstream media saying, you know, the attack on Iran has to happen by Friday. I think this is get everyone concerned this week, looking in the direction of Israel versus Iran. And then when it doesn't happen, you know, we'll all breathe a collective sigh of relief. And then
it'll happen in 4 to 6 weeks.
Exactly. That's how I see it. You know, people are already talking about the...
I could go with you on that. I think I could buy that story more than Israel all of a sudden Friday morning going ahead and just doing their thing.
Right. And also, you know, something else to think about, these, you know, if an attack happens on Friday before the markets close, you know, we're looking at, you know, a weekend set up to go back into the markets on Monday for, you know, massive issues. And like you said earlier, they're going to have to, you know, from their timeline and where they are in the world, they have to make their attack before their sundown, which really doesn't correspond to our markets being closed. I just don't see the whole thing. It just seems like a whole lot of...
Yeah, I'm not saying it can't happen, but if it happens I don't expect it, but it doesn't surprise me at all because with the whole mosque issue, I don't know. I don't know what else Obama has left to show the American public because the American public, is, for the most part, is by a very slim majority, they are fed up with this guy.
Well, I agree. I don't think you'll see him running in a second term.
I could see him running, but I think he is going to have to declare war, and maybe he'll have to give his Nobel Peace Prize back. But he's going to have to declare war and hope, I guess. Well, hope is going to be on him now, and in the fact that we need to have a war to rally the people. But, see, I could see something along the lines of this, and I don't know if this would be considered Bible prophecy or not, but I could see maybe not something extremely serious happening in Iran, but I could see a small conflict, and then they come up with a truce, which would be for 7 years' time, if you see where I'm going with that. Do either of you know where I'm going with that?
I think there's something in there. Hey, I'm not the Bible guy, but I think I've heard something almost the Bible. But I just wanted to say real quick to the caller, you know, I think the guy's right on. But also, like you said, Proof, I can see it going either way. You know, I think it's doubtful, but who knows, you know, they may try to do it. And one thing that we didn't mention in talking about this whole thing is, you know, of course, they got Bolton as one of those major neocons that was in the Bush administration. So,
and don't forget, he went to the latest Bilderberg meeting, so he knows what's going on.
Oh, no, I didn't know that, although it doesn't surprise me at all. He's one of those guys. So. Yeah.
But, right, right. Now, New Jersey caller, have I spoken to you before by any chance?
I believe I've called into your show a few times. I heard you on the Truth or Girls once or twice, and I've listened to your show when I can.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I go on there every so often. Thanks so much for finding us over here. Are you in the chat room or are you one of the guests in here?
I believe so. I'm a Blog Talk. I'm NViz on Blog Talk.
Oh, NViz. I thought maybe you were from Nevada or something.
No, it stands for Noise Vision, which is sort of...
Oh, okay.
Thing.
All right. No, I was curious on that. And, yeah, I really enjoy the Sonia and what's that, Karen?
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah.
One last comment, though, is as again, this sort of week where the whole truther movement seems to be on pause, waiting for Friday, this magic date. You know, this is something that I see a pattern in the last 6 months. There's always sort of something a week or 2 weeks ahead that gets the whole awakened sort of truther movement. Everyone's on pause looking for this event to occur in the next 7 to 14 days. And then it doesn't. Nobody seems to ever sort of go back and analyze, well, gee, we just spent the last week sitting around waiting for an event to happen and it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be always, we're always provided with a new, something on the horizon, which is, you know, potentially.
Yeah, new boogeyman.
Yeah, new boogeyman. But it's not just the boogeyman for the sheeple where, you know, we can throw them the war on drugs for 10 years and then the war on terror for another 10 years. The truther movement, you know, we're allegedly more enlightened, more intellectual, and we need to be sort of have more distractions thrown our way. And I just sort of that's something I've noticed. I've only been awakened for maybe like 2 years now, but the last 6 months I've sort of everyone seems.
Yeah, I've only been awake for about 3.5 to 4 years myself, so I understand. I'm a former traveling stand-up comedian that always read news, but would always look for obviously materials that I could use on stage.
It just seems like we're always in a holding pattern, you know, sitting in our bunkers with our guns and ammunition and our stored food waiting for the next, you know, horrific nuke or whatever to hit us, and then it doesn't, and our progress level stays low, and the powers that be continue to accomplish their means.
Right, exactly. And, well, let me get your opinion here of that mosque, since you are in Jersey. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I guess my opinion is this. I think people need to really look at who's funding this. And, like, I just don't see the Muslim world, no matter how ingrained they are, no matter how entrenched they are, I don't see them having access to, like, you know, scheduling a groundbreaking ceremony on the 10-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. This happened, this was another, like, sort of related but unrelated, a minor news thing that's going to happen this year. There's going to be some kind of Muslim family day on 9/11 this year at like, an amusement park. And, you know, it's, I just don't see the extremist Muslim community as having the ability to do things like that. I see that as, you know, the Western white world that wants to continue to perpetuate the boogeyman, the fear-mongering, that, you know, Muslims are to be feared. They're the real terrorists. And then when you look at most of the things that are blamed on Muslim extremism, it's usually Western false flags, you know.
Right, yeah, we don't see any Eastern false flags. I tend to throw Russia in the West for some reason, even though they're obviously as East as you can get.
Yeah, they're sort of, we actually just made a friend from Russia, and he's sort of explaining how sometimes they're considered Europe, sometimes they're considered Asia.
Right. So any other thoughts on your mind tonight, sir?
I guess just to come finish my thought on the mosque.
Yes.
Who's paying for this thing? And you know.
Well, the imam says he has backers, and if the money that he has isn't enough, he's going to Saudi Arabia and Iran.
Right, and then isn't this imam? I mean, somebody should really point out this guy, his alleged FBI ties, because, you know,
right,
there, that, you know, here we go again with a Muslim puppet and Western intelligence Satanists pulling the strings.
Right, and did you see where Spike Lee called Barack Obama a puppet for BP? Although he's a puppet for many purposes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I think, again, if you don't see that Obama's a puppet, I mean, I've already not really lost friends over the issue, but, you know, you get to a point with people where, okay, I'm not going to talk politics with you anymore, because if you haven't seen,
I mean, that's how it has to be, unfortunately. And all they'll do is say, well, you're just a stupid Republican that's mad that George Bush couldn't run again. Like any of us have ever gone on the air and said, man, I love that George Bush.
Yeah, it's funny.
If someone went on air and said that as a host, I would debate on firing somebody.
Right. Right. I come from...
Not that I would, but I mean, it would definitely cross my mind.
That's ridiculous.
But yeah, they're puppets, and if you're the best puppet, then you win. And the elections aren't for me and you to make the decision. It's for the George Soroses and the money changers.
Hey, let me just say to the guy, the caller, man, you know, it's great to hear somebody calling in and who's so perceptive. You know, it's always nice to hear people that are thinking along the same lines as you. But even just, you know, what you're communicating, I mean, it's perceptive and thought out, and it's good to hear. You know, it kind of gives you confidence that there are more people out there that are paying attention to what's going on, and, you know, not being misled and tricked with the flim-flam and all of that kind of stuff.
I appreciate that. If I could make one comment regarding that, I see a lot of people making really good comments on the chat rooms, not just on this radio show, but a lot of radio shows. And, you know, people should just scroll up a little bit and find the phone number and call in, because it makes the radio show more interesting. You know, as you're listening, you got a good conversation on the type-in, and you know, I got another good conversation that you can hear with your ears. So more people should call in. And
well, you're fairly new to us. We're going through some changes right now, and you might not believe me, but we're used to having 100 people in the chat room at one particular time.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah, we're building it back up, and we're getting there. It's just, yeah, we have a lot of work to do.
Well, I'll be listening a lot more.
No, we appreciate your business.
Cool. All right, thanks a lot.
All right, have a night.
Bye-bye.
You have anything else to add on that, ABC?
No, that was great. You know, it's good to have people call in. And, you know, I mean, what a nice way for him to sign off, you know. That was great, and that's my feelings exactly. I really enjoy speaking to people and just hearing their views and having that interaction.
Right, and well, I was thankful that he actually, well, he found us off the off of me doing an interview one of the times I was on with the Truther Girls on their radio show, because sometimes they come over here and I interview them, and then the next week I'll go over there and be on their show. So I like the fact that cross-promoting, it works.
Right, right, and that was really good. So, you know, getting the word out there, you know, different ways, any way that that we can.
Hey, that's what it's about, and I'm glad that you're able to stand up and give your word now too.
Yeah, I appreciate it, and it feels good. Like I said,
we need to get a commercial out of you though.
Yeah. Well, you guys will have to help me with that one. I need some ideas or how to put it together. I'll talk with you and Jay. Jay's been kind of talking to me a little bit about it, so.
Yeah, Travis is real good with commercials as well. And my thing is, I don't mind doing as many commercials as humanly possible, but I'm just glad that we're all spreading the voices around, because I don't want it to sound like, if you're listening to Alex Jones, sometimes he'll have six commercials in a row where it's his voice. And I realize it's his show, but I mean, yeah, we have a whole network here full of people. Why is one guy hogging up all the commercial time?
Right. I have to say, you know, this sounds a little weird, as much as, you know, all of us have commented in the chat and everything about Alex, but I really haven't listened to any of his shows. I only go to his site occasionally. It's more so when I pull it off of a different website and they'll link it to Prison Planet.
Well, I have to admit, his sources are credible. As far as mainstream media goes, I would put him and Lou Dobbs right up there neck and neck as far as bringing real news to the forefront.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, I have no qualms with the guy. I think he does great stuff. And I've used his links and to promote it and push it out there, you know, trying to let people know what's going on. So I'm a backer. I support the guy. I don't know, for whatever reason, haven't spent much time on his site. But I'll probably start to do that more.
Yeah, the more you have to cover news, the more you'll end up eventually finding his site. That's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
Especially for me, I'm on 3 hours a night. I have no choice but to at least run into his site once, because the news is credible there.
Right. And plus,
am I going to believe everything he says? Well, I think it'd be foolish to just say every or one particular site and say, look, I trust everything you do. But, and I'm sure he would probably say the same thing, because everybody gets stuff wrong.
Exactly. Plus, you know, you don't put all your eggs in any one basket.
No. So, let's see here. I don't want to cover Dr. Laura. That's not my forte. I didn't cover Imus. I'm not covering Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
But in your opinion, I have just about 3 or 4 minutes before I go to break, so it's not like I can really go to a new topic just yet,
right,
and then say, oh, it's the top of the hour. But why is the State Department spending $16,000 for the Imam's Mideast tour, of course?
Well, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it just goes to show, you know, the guy had been working with the FBI since 1998. Again, in this, I don't know what you call it, the compassionate tour, or, you know, working to bring people together. So as far as I understand, you know, it's just more of the same. They said he took two trips in 2007, and then he, I don't know if he already took one this year, or this will be the first one that he takes this year. So, you know, he's been doing it for a while. So they just basically, they pulled one of their assets and told him, hey, look, we need to stir up some Muslim controversy. What I need you to do, I'm going to give you $500,000, and I want you to go over there and talk about building up a mosque. Just say you'll do it around Ground Zero. That'll be good. And then we'll give you further instructions.
I'm sorry. I don't usually laugh like that on air, but that's, I could see something stupid like that.
Oh, yeah,
we haven't had any good Islamic smack, so let's go ahead and run some, and here's some cash to do it.
Yeah, there you go. You know, hey, it's dying down. We need to push it up a little bit more. Take this money And now people are going to come to you, and they'll try to talk you out of it. But you
and it was good. It was nice of them to throw that Russia smack in there, too.
Right, right.
And then they
right.
have China, obviously, going to get involved, and they've discussed that. So what war haven't we – the only ones that we're not making mad right now is the Germans.
Well,
and the Vietnamese. So that's what we need. We need to pick a fight against Vietnam, and we need to pick a fight with Germany, and then we'll have every possible enemy that we used to have now up in the forefront again.
Well, give it time. You know, we still got 6 months left this year.
Yeah, you're right. So what can we do in Germany?
I don't know. You know, I was talking with one of the guys here in the chat, and he was saying something about Germany might be the one to kind of start backing away from this Euro thing, the Euro economic, the EEC.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, because Merkel does not like the Euro.
Right, right. So if that happens, that would kind of work against what we're talking
that
about.
That would make them an enemy. Even though they're not an enemy, they would actually be considered our ally because they don't like the Euro. But I'm sure the media will have some kind of false flag and say the German army did this because they no longer want to be part of the Euro.
Yeah, they tie in with the Muslims and say that they're trying to do, what do they call it back during World War II? It was the Allies against the, whatever you called them, the Japanese and the Germans made a pact or something.
Yeah, it's not the Kyoto Treaty. That's completely different. But, yeah, I can't remember it offhand.
That's how they play it up. The Germans are getting in bed with the Muslims, and they're, you know, it's us against the whatever you call them. That group. Yeah, there you go. The Axis or something. The DOB just put it in.
Okay.
Yeah,
or as some people call it, the Axis of Evil.
Yeah, exactly. So who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah, makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
Keep well, I have like a minute before I'm going to go to break. So do you have anything you want to plug, or do you want to let everybody know when you're going to be on and you want to discuss your Friday show?
Well, I just want to make sure that everybody knows it's Saturday. Saturday evening, we got the big religion show. So that ought to be great. And the whole point is we really want to get you guys calling in and talking about your beliefs. And the thing about it is we just want to talk about why people believe, why they believe, what they believe, and how does that play into this agenda, the cabal.
Right, so it's not to bash anybody or say one's better than the other. It's just to promote the differences and how we're being separated, I guess.
Right, how we're being separated and manipulated. And just trying to promote the idea that, hey, you know, it's fine to believe what you want to believe, but keep in mind, you know, these things can be used and manipulated. It ought to be a great show. We had a good talk the other night, and I'm looking forward to it. But it's Saturday night.
Okay, what time?
10 Eastern, 7 Pacific, I believe.
Okay, so you'll close out the night then.
Right, right. And there's
okay.
three of us. There's myself, Jay, and Yuna, all co-hosting. So it should be a good show.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. And then also Sunday at 5 is my regular show, and I may be talking about
5 Central, which is 3 Pacific or 6 Eastern.
There you go.
All right, well, it sounds like you coming to the show. It was a success so far.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I'm enjoying it. We're having a good time. Great callers, and I feel like, you know, we're all kind of maybe learning a little something, at least about each other and about how things go. So looking forward to continuing to do it. It's fun. Yeah, I feel like it's a success.
Right. Now, the gentleman from New Jersey that was just on wants me to elaborate about the 7 years. Now, from what I'm reading in the Revelation, and I could be completely wrong here, but there has to be a 7-year peace treaty. And that peace treaty is broken up by one of the parties at exactly the halfway mark. And there are people that believe that World War III is going to be part of this, and we will be having some kind of a treaty with the Middle East, which will last 7 years, and maybe it's to get troops out within 7 years, or I don't know how it's going to work, but I know that 7 years is the big point as far as that's concerned.
And
the Antichrist, whoever that is, will break up that treaty at the halfway mark, and then there's your Armageddon.
Wow. Well, you know, my take on these things as far as those prophecies, and, you know, people have a different belief, but I think you may have mentioned this once before, but the cabal, I believe, you know, they may look at that and figure, okay, here's the schedule. You know, we need to go ahead and get this started and make sure you wait for 7 years because we want to be the ones that fulfill the prophecy. Not so much that
right.
they are actually the people or, you know, the chosen people to fulfill the prophecy, but they figured this is what the prophecy says, so we need to follow this agenda, this schedule to be perceived this way.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that, and they're asking if the 7 years of peace, could that have already happened? Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, there's all these signs that point right now to the New World Order basically getting ready to take over. And unless you think that in Roman times, but I don't think that, I think we're much further along here, and I think this is the realistic time, and I think that, yes, the shepherd is correct. Babylon has to fall. And the false peace has to happen. And you have the false prophet for the false peace. And then you have the Antichrist to ruin that after the false peace is done.
Well, not that I'm
a scholar on this by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, the question,
but that's from my upbringing, and that's what I know about it.
The question that I would have then is, how do you know when when it begins? When would the 7 years begin? It would be like some big announcement.
When they sign the peace treaty.
Oh.
But they need to have some kind of a conflict in order to start this peace treaty. Because you can't just sign a treaty without a conflict.
Well, we're over there fighting two wars. Maybe the treaty could be that, you know, we sign some kind of treaty to stop those wars. A daytime.
It could be, but they're trying to get out of Iraq, allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think about it. Now, I do have to jump to a break. I missed my middle of the hour break, and I don't want to miss my top of the hour. I have a caller from Washington also. Do you want to stick around and see if this caller from Washington wants to speak to you as well?
Yeah, I'll hang around just for that call. I was about to go grab something and step out for a minute, but I really enjoy the caller, so I want to hang around.
All right, well, I'll make this as quick as possible. I won't play a song just yet. I'll play it at the halfway mark instead. But, yeah, I'll just make this really short, but the Berkey guy needs his spots played. But also I want to let you guys know, before I play the Berkey guy ad, he also he's starting a new company, which is LPC Survival. And if you go to LPC Survival, he also sells seeds, which are, they're not Monsanto seeds. They're organic heirlooms and everything else. So if you need some seeds for what's about to take place and you want a name you could trust, well, you could trust the Berkey guy. So go to LPC Survival. com. All right, back after this.
Hey, you, listening to the show. Have you thought about having your own show? Wondering what you have to do to become a Freedomist? How about sending an application to Freedomizer Radio? Freedomizer Radio is debuting a new show, so who's the next Freedomizer? Submit an email to proof@freedomizerradio.com, and maybe you have what it takes to be the next Freedomizer. So who's the next Freedomizer? Starts Tuesday, August 17th, and will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio. Good luck, hopeful Freedomist.
Not your fault you were born into a matrix system of false reality. But join me, Trevino One, as we'll slice through that weeknights, 8 p.m. Eastern, at Freedomizer Radio.
Come on, switchboard. There we go. Another one?
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon-to-be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Freedomizers, we are back, and well, proof here, we are in hour number two, and I want to thank you so much for coming back to us. Now, well, we got into a lot of stuff that I didn't expect to get into today, so let's get into some more that I did plan on getting into. If we want to go over this, I can. Well, this is something that's going to come up. I know Travis was hitting this right before I got home from changing jobs, I guess. But we have, in Brooklyn, a cop telling a man he will be imprisoned and raped for shooting a video. Now, I'll go ahead and read this here real quick, and I'll provide a link so that if anyone does not believe this is actually caught on video, well, enjoy it. There you go. There's the link. Hopefully you guys will find it, not to your liking, of course, but that you find it. And anyway, I'll go ahead and read with you here. And they say, cops hate it when citizen journalists video them. In the video below, during a raid on an art event in Brooklyn, a cop displayed his hatred of the public when he told a citizen he would be raped if he persisted in documenting the raid. Now, it is not only illegal in much of the country to film the police in public, it is also an offense, according to the cops, that deserves imprisonment and rape. And you can catch the video there. And I don't understand exactly. I mean, you just... this is what people believe now. If you're filming somebody, then I guess that's reason for somebody to rape you? I don't understand that. So when the police pull you over and you have a chance to be on Cops that day because they're filming you, does that mean you're supposed to rape them? I don't understand that. I don't understand the logic. Because in my country, that's filming somebody does not ask for sexual favors. That's not something that was part of the discussion, I thought. What are they going to do, pay somebody to rape him? Now, you guys may have seen that Loose Change Final Cut, where they tell Luke Radowski from We Are Change that we know you don't have a bomb on you, we know you have a backpack, but we're going to say that your backpack is a bomb and we'll have you in prison for a long, long time. So that's what these people say, and they're not afraid to say that on camera. Now, keep in mind, and let me go to another topic, which, speaking of topics such as this, let me show you one other one. This has to do with let me find it here, because I did have the link up here. But remember in Pennsylvania, there was the principal that gave everybody a laptop. And by the way, everybody that's using this laptop was recorded. So, and it basically, if you took your shirt off and you're a female or you were naked in front of the camera, well, the school had a right to go ahead and film you. And so I went to court, and I'll go ahead and throw the link on here because I was waiting for the link to come up here. Let me throw this in here. So go ahead and check that link out real quick, and I'll go ahead and read with you. This is from Philly.com, and I'll go ahead and pull the whole article instead of just part of it. I'm just waiting for the new one here. All right, now, according to this, Federal prosecutors on Tuesday closed their investigation into the Lower Merion School District's secret use. You know what? Let me stop right there. Let me give you guys the link to this, and there is a poll, if you will. All right, so let me go ahead and get that in here. Yeah, go ahead and vote on that, you guys. I'm going to vote right now, and I'm sure you guys know where I'm going on this, so it's not like it's a huge hurry to hurry up and get that article read. But I'm voting no, and let me see what happens here. Well, I get a Netflix ad. Okay, that's not what I wanted. I don't need to know anything about a hot tub time machine for a free trial of Netflix. I want to vote. So let me make my vote here. And I wonder how many people are for this. I'm going to say probably 21%, just guessing here, is for this. Oh, wait. 35.4% believe federal charges should not have been filed. So there's 1,699 votes. Hopefully someone will make it 1,700. But remember that it could be a little tricky. It says, do you think federal charges should have been filed in the webcam case? And so you need to put yes on that. So let me get back in here. Now, I'm going to start from the top here. Federal prosecutors Tuesday closed their investigation onto the Lower Merion School District's secret use of software to track student laptops, saying they found no evidence that anyone intentionally committed a crime. Now, the decision announced by U.S. Attorney Zane Memminger ended a six-month probe by the FBI into allegations that district employees might have spied on students through webcams on their school-issued laptops. In a brief statement released by his office, Memminger did not disclose details of the investigation, but said that agents and prosecutors concluded that charges were unwarranted. Now, for the government to prosecute a criminal case, it must prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person charged acted with criminal intent. We have not found evidence that would establish beyond a reasonable doubt that anyone involved had criminal intent. And the announcement represented an unusual step for federal investigators. The FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office rarely acknowledge when they begin or end a criminal inquiry. Now, his decision came after a day after the Lower Merion School Board adopted new policies governing how, when, and why staff will track the take-home laptops Lower Merion issues to every single high school student. And a lawyer for the school district obviously welcomed the news, because now the school board can give you a laptop and you can fully expect that they will monitor you when you have that laptop on. And so obviously when they can control you, that's when they like it. If they would have said that this was illegal, then this Henry E. Hockheimer would have said that he was saddened by the news that he couldn't spy on people. And he says here, the district is certainly gratified that after a hard look into this matter, the FBI and the U.S. attorney have concluded that no criminal conduct occurred. So what do you guys think of that? Now, Hockheimer declined to say whether either suspended employee will return to work this fall. Two civil lawsuits over the laptop monitoring program remains unsolved. Both were filed by students who claimed the district invaded their privacy by snapping hundreds of webcam photos, including shots inside their homes. Now, the student's attorney, Mark Haltzman, said the prosecutor's decision bolstered the need for new laws. He noted legislation proposed by Arlen Specter that would expand wiretap laws to cover technology such as webcams. So there you go. On Arlen Specter's way out, he is officially not going to be there much longer. He's a lame duck senator. So why not? Why not expand laptop laws or wiretapping laws so that it's legal? I mean, what's to stop the U.S. government from giving everybody a free laptop at this point? If everybody got a free laptop with free Wi-Fi, and all they had to do was just leave it on, and they could be monitored and tracked and all that stuff. You know how many people would jump on that laptop? Oh, why not at this point? I mean, it doesn't make any difference anymore. This is the Patriot Act, you guys. So they, hey, how about a free laptop? So, I don't know. If you guys have any thoughts on that, if you don't think it's worthy enough to cover, we'll go ahead and stop there. That's fine. But you guys know me. I like covering stuff. Let's get into this. Well, Cy, the issue here is that I know Google has had patents for years. However, it's never been challenged in a school courtroom before. And so when the government decides that it's acceptable to watch kids being undressed, then, well, what all do we have left? So I like having a laptop, but I'm going to have to baby the one that I have. And unfortunately, a couple days ago, I loaned my laptop to my daughter, who's 6 years old. I let her play on it while I was doing some freedomizing. And, well, the laptop was dropped, and I have to pay $150 to be able to plug my charger back in. But this is one of the last computers, the last laptops that don't have a built-in webcam, so I'm going to have to fix it. You know, it's at the max of 2 gig in memory, and it has Windows XP, which is about as far into Microsoft as I want to go. But yeah, if it breaks, I have no choice but to fix it. Because I could disable a webcam, but I would still have volume. I don't know. I don't know what to do with a lot of this stuff. So let me go over this, and then I have my regularly scheduled break, and I have to get back into my regular break time here. Washington caller, did you want me to go to you now, or did you want to go after the break? That's up to you, Shepard. But I don't see your hand up, so I'll go ahead and move onward here, and if you want to get into it after the break, we can do that here. All right, I got about 5 minutes or so, and I think I can run this in 5 minutes. Now, here's another one. And I know Doc DLB said put a piece of tape over the webcam and microphone, which for the average person is fine, but when you run a radio network that has been on mainstream news, you're being watched in some way, shape, or form. So because of that, yeah, I can't just do what the average person does. If you're sitting in the chat room on your laptop and you're just listening to a show, they're not really going to learn everything about you just yet. At some point, possibly. But let proof worry about that. You guys don't really have to worry about that just yet, in my opinion. But let me cover the article that I put out on the on the chat room there. I'll just add to the links I've used today. Now, the court rules that people have a right to lie about receiving military medals. And let me read here. A federal appeals court panel in California says that people have a right now to lie about receiving military medals. Hey, I'm going to use this. You guys, I earned 18 Purple Hearts while I was serving Vietnam. Now, I was negative 4 at the time, but I earned 17 Purple Hearts, and I liked 9 of them so much, I had 9 of my Purple Hearts bronzed. So, in accordance with this law, I guess it's okay to say stuff like that. But the Tuesday ruling involves the case of Xavier Alvarez, who falsely claimed in 2007 to have won a Congressional Medal of Honor. He was charged with violating the federal Stolen Valor Act, which makes it a crime to falsely claim to have won a military medal. Alvarez challenged the law on appeal as a violation to his free speech. And a panel on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided with him in a 2-1 decision. The majority said there's no evidence that such lies harm anybody, and there's no compelling reason for the government to ban such lies. So, I don't know. I can't believe he said he only had one. I mean, I had 12 Congressional Medals of Honor by the time I was 3. I mean, I won them fair and square. I was 3 years old, and I was at the carnival, and I had my water pistol, and I broke the balloon first. So because I broke the balloon first, I was able to get some of these Congressional Medals of Honor. So I just wanted to give some insight on that. So I know what ABC is going to say to us. He's going to say thank you for your service. But I just wanted to... Piano says he got a medal for making goulash. All right, well, I'm glad that people pay attention to the show there. That's one of my... if you don't know it, then I guess you don't know it. So I can't say too much, I guess. But... what should I do? The fifth caller gets a Congressional Medal of Honor? I mean, I can't... I guess I can't get into it. No, that's all right. Anyway, like I said, I have to get into my regular break time here because I missed all of my hour break, and I'm supposed to take a break every 30 minutes so that I could satisfy our sponsors. So I want to say thank you real quick to the Sovereign, to Dehydrate to Store, and to the Berkey guy who also now has LPCSurvival.com. So let me go to my break time. And I did not play a song last time, so just expect a quick 3-minute song. So I need about 5.5 minutes or so. So hopefully you guys will make it here. And if you want to be part of the show today, go for it. The call-in number is 347-324-3704. All right, so we'll be back after this. Let's take care of this as soon as possible here. All right, let's hit him up.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident your financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience, concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? Subscribe now for a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster. Experience the difference. Subscribe now online at the 3Ws.com. theinternationalforecaster.com. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain tailored investment advice just for you. Don't wait. Get online and subscribe today. The three W's dot theinternationalforecaster.com.
Hey, Freedomizers. Join me, Jay, on Freedomizer Radio for my show, Common Sense with Jay, where I'll be discussing the news and current events that affect us all, with a little bit of opinion and some sarcasm thrown in just for good measure. Also, I'll be discussing prepping on a budget, self-reliance, survivalist tips, outdoor cooking, frugal living, and money-saving household hints, and my sit-down style interviews with great guests on the Common Sense Sit-Down. So stay tuned to Freedomizer Radio for showtimes and the latest information regarding my new show, Common Sense with Jay. And as always, I thank you for listening to Freedomizer Radio.
Where did my switch work? Oh, there it is. All right. I can't believe how much this thing refreshes.
If you have not checked out the Proof Negative show, this is what you're missing. If we cover the news the mainstream media is too scared to cover. The mainstream media wants us to cover how many touchdowns in the latest hockey game, which celebrities don't wear underwear, and the top 10 ways how to spice up your goulash. Sorry, mainstream media, humanity is at stake. I don't have time for mainstream news. The Proof Negative show, here on Freedomizer Radio, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Charlie Veach on Freedomizer Radio.
And it's good to make the connection with you, Travis, at Freedomizer. And I hear big station. You're one of the biggest kind of alternative resistance radio shows. So it's an honor to be on. You don't have to thank me. I enjoy spouting my extreme propaganda over the airwaves to all these innocent, malleable minds out there.
Freedomist. I am back. Proof here at the halfway point of the show. And, well, I just want to go over some other show notes real quick while we are here. And, well, let me just bring up here, did anyone check out the, so who's the next Freedomizer show yesterday? I think Aaron Hawkins did a great job, and I hope that you guys made it over to the website, which is freedomizerradio.com. And so put your opinions in there. But I think that I want to move him to the next level here, which there's going to be an addendum at some point in regards to, well, once people pass their first audition, well, I want to trip them up a little bit here, and I want them to go into part two, which I will have him do a second audition, which will be on a Friday. And I don't know what time on Friday exactly yet, but hopefully Aaron will have a great showing again. And I like the guy, and I want him to, I don't want to do anything, I guess, or try to tell somebody how to think, but hey, he handled the microphone okay with that, and I'm happy. So as long as people are able to do that, I like voting. So if you go to Freedomizer Radio, look for the show on the front page that says, so who's the next Freedomizer? And it's right next to a picture of Mike Gravel, who will be on with us Monday. And, oh, Jay, I forgot all about that. I don't know if you want to come in or not, Jay, but if you want to tell us how Russ Dizdar's interview went, well, we have an open forum tonight. Of course, that's up to you, no pressure, but if you want to let everybody know how Russ went, then I would be game to listening. Now, if you have not checked out Russ Dizdar's shows on Sunday nights, I am a fan of that myself. That's Mike Gravel. He was on with us about 6 weeks ago. Mike Gravel ran for president in 2008 first under the Democratic umbrella, and he switched out of that and instead, oh, he was a no-show. All right. Never mind then. Okay. Anyway, Mike Gravel's not going to be a no-show. Mike Gravel, in the middle, realized he was getting nowhere with the Democratic side, and he went over to the Libertarian portion, and he finished second behind Bob Barr for the right to run as a Libertarian. So he will be on with us, and it's not very often that you have somebody that legitimately ran and made a valiant effort to try to become president on your show. So I'm interested in knowing what he has to say. He's a former senator from Alaska. And, well, that's about as much information as I guess I can share right this very second. So I just want to let you know what's upcoming. Now, there's an article that I wanted to go over yesterday. And while there's no callers, and by the way, if someone does want to call, I will stop what I'm doing. That's not a problem. I thought we had a caller here a minute ago. But that's all right. We'll hit the caller here at some point, I suppose. But anyway, I'll throw the number out there again, 347-324-3704. Now, this is on the Activist Post, and it says 10 signs the U.S. is becoming a third world country. Yeah, Lisa, I wanted to cover that at some point today, too. I don't know if I'm going to get there or not. But, yeah, piano, not Michael Badnarik. I'm talking about Mike Gravel, G-R-A-V-E-L. All right, so let me get into this. And like I said, if anyone wants to call in, you want to switch topics, you want to go into the same topic, I'm here. 347-324-3704. All right, let me get into this. Now, it says here that the U.S., by every measure, is hanging on by a thread to its first world status. Saddled by debt, engaged in wars on multiple fronts, with a rising police state at home, declining economic productivity, and wild currency fluctuations, all threaten America's future. Now, the general designations of the ranking system for world status date back to the 50s and have included countries at various stages of economic development. Since the Cold War, the definition has to become synonymous with repressive countries where a wealthy class of ruling elites segment society into the haves and have-nots, many times capitalizing on the conditions that follow an economic crisis of war. So let's get into here the 10 reasons why they believe the U.S. is turning into a third world country. And I can't say I disagree. All right, let's cover it. Number one, unemployment numbers, food stamps, and foreclosures are always reaching new highs. The ugly reality for those numbers was recently on display when 30,000 people showed up to apply for public housing in Georgia for 455 available vouchers. Fights broke out, people were fainting from heat while in line, and the riot police showed up to handle the angry poor. Now, part two, economic dependence. The U.S. finished 2009 with a debt-to-GDP ratio of 85%, according to the IMF. The current trend projects the United States to finish in 2010 at 94%, where the debt is 94% of our gross national product. In 2011, this will be at 98%. The 90% level has become the IMF's make-or-break point for countries hoping to grow their way out of debt. If the government debt load is above 90% GDP, economic growth slows so much that growth is no longer a viable solution for reducing that debt, and the IMF insists on austerity measures. Surpassing this debt threshold has also caused China's lead credit rating agency to cut America's credit rating. So, number three, and we've discussed this here before, declining civil rights. And every day, freedoms are often a casualty of a society in collapse. As the anger of the populace mounts in response to declining economic conditions and political corruption, the government counters by increasing draconian measures that restrict the political rights and civil liberties. America is becoming China, which has one of the lowest scores according to Freedom House. In America, private discussions and movements are monitored. Free speech is corralled. The freedom to assemble for protest is by government decree, aka free speech zones, and independent thought that questions the political system is increasingly looked upon with suspicion. A final indicator is when the government insists upon secrecy for its own actions, while new laws and systems are created to put the individual under nearly constant surveillance. And you can go ahead and add the Nancy Pelosi requesting that if you do not believe that we should scrap the Greek Orthodox Church, and instead we need to put a mosque up there, and if you do not believe that, you need to be federally investigated and hauled off to a re-education camp. that allegedly does not exist. So go ahead and throw that in there. Now, four is increasing political corruption. And when political corruption replaces the accepted norm as opposed to the exception, then there's a good bet your country resembles the third world. Congress and all major institutions face a growing crisis in confidence, where a record low 11% of the population believe that Congress is doing a good job. Not great, but good job. It now seems obvious to all observers that big corporations directly control the agenda in Washington, just like corrupt third world countries. Now, five, we have military patrolling the streets. The rise of a militarized police state is a hallmark of most third world countries, particularly in times of rapid economic collapse. America's declaration of the war on terror has created a constant threat to national security that has allowed for the military to be deployed on American soil. Building upon the war on drugs, this has created a fusion between the military and the local police, where military-grade weapons and tactics are being used against American citizens in a cascade of violent confrontations over nonviolent offenses. Military checkpoints are moving farther inland, away from the meaningful border control functions, and a full-blown military presence in American cities has been planned by the Army War College. And remind me that I want to get into that as well. And I'll be doing that afterwards. Now, six is falling infrastructure. And as 46 of 50 states are on the verge of bankruptcy, cities are going dark, asphalt roads are returning to the Stone Age, and nationwide budget cuts are leaving students without teachers, supplies, or a full-time education. These are common features one will see as they travel through third world countries. Now, seven will be a no-brainer here. The disappearing middle class. Now, during the last presidential debate season, they argued that a family income of $250,000 was solidly middle class. Census data shows less than 15% of the families make over $100,000, and only 1.5% of families make over $250,000. The income gap between the rich and poor has increased at a staggering pace, while many more middle-class folks join the ranks of the poor every day. Conservative income gaps may be what third world nations are best known for. All right, now eight is devalued currency. And the value of the Federal Reserve note has declined 96% since the inception of the private Federal Reserve in 1913. The value of the dollar is based on its supply in circulation and, to a lesser extent, the demand for those dollars. For the last 3 years, the money supply has spiked literally off the charts. It can be argued that the dollar has become America's top export as the world's reserve currency. And if the volatile dollar is scrapped, which the UN and the IMF now suggest, the demand will kill the currency. Now, nine says controlling the media. A government-influenced media that censors information is a key component for third world countries. In some countries, it is openly owned by the state. In America, a privately owned major media is not as balanced or as diverse as it seems. The concentration of ownership has led to censorship, where national and corporate interests are sometimes overlapped. The persecution of high-profile investigative journalists, such as WikiLeaks, is set amid a backdrop of proposed internet censorship of bloggers who wish to remain anonymous. The end of net neutrality creates a pay-to-play system that can lead to further corporate and government control of information and opinion. Cybersecurity initiatives are the final nail in the coffin, as the free flow of information can be vetted in a Chinese-style system of identity management. On the street, the police state and media control have converged in the recent rise of arrest for those who videotape police. This is a huge blow to the First Amendment rights and the role of photojournalists who wish to document police public behavior. And 10 out of these, capital controls. Many nations have enforced capital controls as their economies collapse. This happened in Argentina and Venezuela as they sought to keep the remaining wealth within their borders. The SEC has adopted policies to allow money market funds to suspend withdrawals during a financial crisis, where the recent Hyer bill, which was H.R. 2487, puts restrictions on Americans moving capital to foreign countries. Economists suggest that the national debt has gotten so high that the government now must force investment of private capital into the U.S. Treasury. All right, so that is the 10 ways that this article describes will pretty much take us out of first and second world status, for that matter. Does anybody have any thoughts on that? If you do, the number is 347-324-3704. I want to hear from you. I like having callers. All right, let me grab something to drink here. I read all that article here. I am kind of parched, so just give me a minute here. You know what? While I'm grabbing a drink, I don't want to take a break here, but we'll go ahead and throw one quick spot on here.
Freedomizer Radio is excited to announce a new partnership with the Intel Hub Radio and American Freedom Radio, as we will be simulcasting the Shepherd and Bella Show every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 Eastern. It all starts next Tuesday when Shepherd interviews Gerald Celente. That's next Tuesday, 4 to 6 Eastern, August the 10th, right here at Freedomizer Radio. Don't forget to visit theintelhub.com.
All right, I am back here. Sorry, I just needed a drink, and I couldn't just let you guys listen to me drinking something here. So I decided to let you guys listen to a commercial there. All right, so have I covered enough for you guys today? Is there anything else you want me to cover? I mean, trust me, I have plenty of news here. If someone wants to call in, I'll go ahead and get that going here. All right, don't worry. I got some more articles here. See, I think it's funny. When I have 30 articles up here, I get to 11 of them. But when I only put 15 out, I run through all of them. But that's all right. Trust me, there's always more. And I have some more for the third hour here, just in case there's no callers. But, no, we have a caller here. Hey, Sacramento, I enjoyed listening to you yesterday when you called in with Aaron Hawkins.
Oh, it was a great show. It was a great show. He put his best foot forward. Wonderful, wonderful.
Hey, and that's funny. I never heard of you until yesterday, and some of us were wondering when you called in, well, it's the one auditioning, because some people actually thought it was you, and they said, man, this lady sounds great. We need to give her a job.
I'm too talkative, and I think I know it all. You don't want me.
Welcome to radio.
Well, I'm so glad I found you all. It's been wonderful. It's been just a couple
How did you find us, by the way?
Night. I'm sorry?
How did you find us?
Just searching on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. So we just happened to be on the front page or whatever, and you said, wow, I wonder what Freedomizer is.
Actually, yes, that's exactly the way it happened.
And you're like, well, all the other kids are looking at Freedomizer. Maybe I'll go see what the other kids are doing.
Yeah. Really, I'm not that old.
Oh, that's all right. I am what they say, 37 11/12.
Wonderful. But I wanted to comment on the last bit that you were mentioning regarding the finances, that we are so dependent on China, and then on top of that, we're still funding, we're still sending money out to other countries while we are at war that we can't even afford.
Right. Yeah, so who's funding all this money? Or who's going to be paying for this Iran war that we're about to start?
Oh, my gosh. Who? Really?
We're already expected by the end of this year to be at 94% of our gross national product is going to be our debt. So how much more do we add to that? I mean, do we have to be 112% of our gross national product?
Totally wrong. Now, with consequences, you're talking about policing, and there'll be more city events, right? Changes happening at city level. Well, we've seen that happening in Los Angeles. There are other major cities in other states that are already seeing the effects. Tension's going to be high, but I don't know. Some people are going to be right to start stealing bread from the grocery store because they're figuring, well, I've paid all my taxes. Why can't I be fed for a while? You know, I mean, it's going to get out of control.
Right, but we still have the people that look at the see, I look at Obama as the great pumpkin from Peanuts.
Oh,
or Linus is sitting out there in the pumpkin patch. Don't worry, Obama's going to pay my bills. Don't worry, Obama's going to mail me a Christmas card. I'll just wait right here and wait for him.
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like. Oh, I don't need to steal anything. Obama's going to fix it all.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What about the gal before he got elected? What about that gal out of Florida that said, oh, this is great. I'm pumping my gas, but I won't have to pay it anymore. I'm going to pay my last car bill this month because Obama's going to pay my car bill. What's she thinking
That's
now?
That's what people think.
What happened to us? Just because we were given cell phones? I'm sorry, I'm going to sound old now.
No, that's all right.
Have
I don't have a cell phone, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, neither do I. But the majority...
You don't have a cell phone?
No, I won't.
Oh, well, I know like three other people besides you and me that don't have a cell phone, but there was an article up on Yahoo yesterday for celebrities that don't have cell phones.
Oh, I'll have to look that up. You're kidding. Really? They exist?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I have family members that are going, what are you doing not living with one? How can you do anything without one? And it's like, well, I'm working, I'm busy, I'm creative, and...
I can't say it wouldn't be nice to
have.
To me, it would be a nice luxury to have, but I have Vonage, and I hope I sound clear. I know everybody says I'm loud because everybody else generally uses Skype or a cell phone when calling in, so there's some static issues or it's not as clear. People have no problem hearing me.
Right. No, it's great. It's clear all the time. Not to mention your subjects. They're great. They're absolutely great. And am I hogging the line? Is somebody else on hold? Do you need to get...
No, that's fine. I'll give you about 5 minutes or so, and at that point, it's time yet again, because every half hour I have to take a break at some point. I have to get in that mode since we have sponsors.
Yeah, sure. Okay. All right. I have one comment that has come up every once in a while. I don't hear it enough, but it's getting to be maybe more of a popular theme is we've grown technologically, okay? So like you just said, the cell phones are that popular. There's only a handful left of us that are okay. We can survive without it. We're all right, okay? But my concern is, okay, we can reach anybody, but we can't hear a straight line. It's always a jagged conversation. We're not able to really understand each other as well as when we had the average landline. Is there any significance to that?
Well, I don't know. I know that the towers are all over the place, but you're compromising quality for portability. And in my opinion, when you have a large radio talk show, that I one thing I like about Vonage is that I can call over 60 countries, and I don't have to pay a penny more for long distance charges as long as I'm calling any of those 60 plus countries. So if I get somebody from Belgium, as an example, or Peru, which has happened, and they say, well, I don't have long distance, well, that's all right, I'll call you.
Fantastic.
And would you be able to do that on your cell phone, calling from the U.S. to Peru at no extra charge?
No way. There are so many different things that make the cell phone, I think, risky, like I say, the whole quality end of it, we're losing it. But one thing I do want to say is I like the portability of the instant camera. I think the violence that we already have seen in the last 20 years, it's so spontaneous, right?
Oh, well, I keep a digital camera in my pocket at all times.
Yeah, we might as well.
But the thing is, with cell phones... And I'm preaching to the choir here, but with cell phones, not only can they take a picture of where you're at, but they can monitor all your phone calls, or they can monitor your discussions just by you having your battery inside the phone.
If
your battery is charged, your phone could be in your pocket, but they could be listening to you talking to your friends.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I might as well give everybody a copy of my house key. Come and steal my life. Open me up. That's ridiculous.
Right, and I thought this was a joke a few years ago, but one of my best friends, his brother works on special forces in one of the Middle Eastern countries, and he was telling us that this existed, and he proved it.
Oh, geez.
He took a picture of me and him standing together while he was in one of those Middle Eastern countries.
Whoa. Oh, wow. So we've really arrived that we don't know what the truth is.
Right.
That powerful. Wow. Well, I'm going to leave it on that note so you can get to your business there.
Hey, Bob, by the way,
I love your show. I'm a convert. I'm converted. I believe in you.
You believe in me for what? I'm sorry.
Oh, you're powerful with your information. You get it to us. And don't worry about the number of articles if you've got 30 or less. We're here listening.
No, I'm not worried about it. It's just I just try to drum up calls. That's my job. I own the network here, so I'm the one that has to worry about every single nook and cranny that goes on for the network here. So I don't know if you've checked out our website yet, freedomizerradio.com. I'm hoping you have.
Okay. No, I need to go there next. I'll go there right now, but I need to plug. Show. Okay.
I wasn't ordering you, but it would be nice to just.
Start
just check it out while you're listening to a commercial here. And by the way, what's your? Do you have a name in the chat room yet, or are you a guest still?
Yes, I'm Leal, L-E-A-L. I'm
the
one
with all the
heart. Anyway, great show, and everybody in the chat room, start filling up those lines. Just burn that radio show. Build it up.
Thanks for helping us make it back to our usual number one spot. So thank you so much, Leal.
Have a great evening. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Got it. All right, I'm going to get myself back on break mode here. So I will be back in about five or so. If you guys have any thoughts on what song I should play next, something I haven't played yesterday, preferably, and I'll play a couple commercials. And don't forget tomorrow, you guys, we have our next segment of So Who's the Next Freedomizer? And we're going to have Deatra Loomer, and she's going to have a guest. And I want to see how this goes tomorrow, so please help me help you. So if we can, if you can tell me what you think of the upcoming shows here, or the upcoming potential Freedomist, well, I want to know, and I'm relying on you guys, so... I need your input, so if you could check it out for us. And this is where you can help control the programming. All right, let me get to that break before it gets too late, because I like to babble. You guys know that. Be right back.
Hey, you, listening to the show. Have you thought about having your own show? Wondering what you have to do to become a Freedomist? How about sending an application to Freedomizer Radio? Freedomizer Radio is debuting a new show, so who's the next Freedomizer? Submit an email to proof@freedomizerradio.com, and maybe you have what it takes to be the next Freedomizer. So who's the next Freedomizer? Starts Tuesday, August 17th, and will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio. Good luck, hopeful Freedomist.
Hello, you freedom-loving freaks. Adjust your tinfoil and join me, the conspiracy theorist, live here at Freedomizer Radio.
Stop your weapon.
Hey, Freedomizers. Jay here, and I want to tell you about a special show this Saturday, August 21st at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Freedomizer Radio. Special report, The Religion Show, how the New World Order uses religion to instill fear. Religion is a major tool of the New World Order. Call in and let's discuss how it's used to control and manipulate the people. On tonight's special report, there'll be a roundtable discussion with hosts ABC, Unituber, and yours truly, Jay. Anyone with a viewpoint on the topic at hand is welcome to call in and participate. Respectfully, of course. This is a topic that many people are passionate about, and we ask that everyone respect each other's views in the interest of having an open and honest and thought-provoking discussion. The call-in number is area code 347-324-3704. We all invite you to listen and call in. And as always, we thank you for listening to Freedomizer Radio.
Hey, Freedomizers, have you started your food storage yet? Are you dehydrating your own organic fruits and vegetables? Proof Negative here is going to tell you to check out dehydrate2store.com, where Tammy is going to show you how to dehydrate your own fruits and vegetables so that you can have the best food storage possible. Why waste money on inferior products when you could do it yourself? Easy. Check out dehydrate2store.com.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
You will applaud, you will see, we're a happy family.
Here at Loblaws, we have a huge selection of foods, and we're happy to help you with any problems you might have.
Well, hello! Do you know where I can find the cucumbers in the lot?
No problem. That's in aisle 3.
Hi, where can I find the cocaine?
Sorry, the what?
The cocaine.
Oh, the cocaine. No problem. That's right there in aisle 5.
Sorry, mister. Where are the toys?
Yeah, we're looking for the toys.
That's in aisle 7, boys. And here you go. Here's a free toy for the both of you.
Cool. This looks exactly like cocaine.
Yeah, it really does.
What? Oh, whoops. Take this one instead.
Wow, even better.
Cool car. Wow.
So come to Loblaws now and see how great our store really is. You and Loblaws, you and me, we are one big
guys. We'll just have this one. All right, Freedomizers, we are back. And I did get an instant message just a minute ago, so I guess I'll go over it real quick here on air. Just a heads up for the So Who Wants to Be a Freedomizer segment. If you have an interest in trying out for a Freedomizer position, maybe you think that you have what it takes to be on the air, just like me and Travis and Jay and Conspiracy Theorist and CV and ABC and Siska and I think that's everybody. But anyway, if you think that you have what it takes, oh, Minister Fortson, I don't want to forget him or the Intel Hub, sorry. Yeah, if you have what it takes, then email me personally. It's proof@freedomizerradio.com and pitch me your show idea. And if I think it's something that we might have a realistic chance of trying, then I will give you a time either on a Tuesday or a Thursday to come in, and I will give you an hour to go ahead and see if you can make that dream happen. So I don't get involved in the show, and like Aaron learned yesterday, I thought he did a good job, but I didn't want to come in and say, Proof, what do you think about this article? Because I have to say, look, I can't intervene in that because I'm judging you, and I can't, not judging, that's such a harsh word, but if I'm deciding on whether or not you're going to make a worthwhile host, I can't compromise by coming on and assisting you, unfortunately. You have to treat it as though I'm not there. That's like the only rule that I think is going to be hard to follow, because you can't guarantee, of course, that there will be callers. Now, fortunately for Aaron, he had a good show and the calls were off the hook. Literally, we could have probably kept going and he would have had more calls, but he ran out of time, which is fine. That's great. That's exactly what we want. And if we can leave on a show where we say, wow, that hour was quick, and he had all these calls, and there were still calls that he couldn't get to, and man, I think we need to listen to him again. Well, that's the kind of feeling that would make me say, all right, what time slot do you want? So I'm going to do my best to help you guys, but fortunately or unfortunately, it's up to you, of course, to make that first step and email me, which is proof@freedomizerradio.com. All right, so let's get into this. Yes, Mr. Brit Destruct. Let me go ahead and mention that real quick. Mr. Brit Destruct from England. He is going to be making his debut appearance here on Freedomizer Radio as a host all by himself. I'm not talking about as a guest. I'm talking about welcome to the Mr. Brit Destruct Hour. which is going to be on Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, or if you're in London, it will be at 8 p.m. London time. So he's going to get into it on his night, which will be our daytime, and we'll see how many Europeans will come out at their night, which is our early afternoon. So if we can make this work, I think it's going to be awesome. So, yeah, try to help support a new show whenever you can, you guys. And I just like I was saying before, that I can't thank you guys enough for checking this out here. And people like Leal, who just found the show just by accident, searching on Blog Talk Radio, and just like a couple other people, like that caller from Ireland yesterday that nobody expected, turned out to be an awesome call. All right, so let's get into more news here, because talking about the show is not going to bring the listeners in. The great news and the excellent way of telling the news is most of the battle here. All right, so, yeah, Leal, that's Friday night. Unfortunately, that's noon for us because you're in California. So noon to 1. That's his night. He is in London. So his 8 o'clock is our 12. All right, on with the countdown. Well, not a countdown, I guess. I mean, this isn't Casey Kasem, but that's all right. Here's one. And this is by, we'll say, Daniel Estulin, who was on our show here a couple months ago. One of our great guests that we've had on, Daniel Estulin, regarding the Bilderberg Group. Well, it turns out that Daniel Estulin has a brand new fan. Believe it or not, Fidel Castro from Cuba is fascinated by this book on the Bilderberg Group. And I'll go ahead and share this. This is from the AP, but I'll give you the other link in regards to that. I mean, this is classic. I mean, I doubt that Fidel Castro was ever invited to the Bilderberg Group. But that's why he's interested. He's like, how did this go on without me ever being allowed to enter this at least once? I mean, this is classic. All right, let me go ahead and read this to you guys. Fidel Castro is showcasing a theory long popular both among the far left and the far right that the shadowy Bilderberg Group has become a kind of global government controlling not only the international politics and economics, but even culture. The 84-year-old former Cuban president published an article Wednesday, which is today, that used 3 of the only 8 pages in the Communist Party newspaper Granma to quote, largely verbatim, from a 2006 book by Daniel Estulin. Estulin's book, The Secrets of the Bilderberg Club, argues that the international group largely runs the world. It has held a secretive annual forum of prominent politicians, thinkers, and businessmen since it was founded in 1954 at the Bilderberg Hotel in Holland. Castro offered no comment on the excerpts other than to describe Estulin as honest and well-informed and to call his book a fantastic story. Estulin's book, as quoted by Castro, described sinister cliques and the Bilderberg lobbyists are manipulating the public to install a world government that knows no borders and is not accountable to anyone but its own self. Man, this sounds great. How do we get Fidel Castro on Freedomizer? I can't believe I'm even thinking that. I mean, is this guy as woke up now as when Jesse Ventura first woke up on the Alex Jones show? I mean, do we have to show Fidel Castro loose change? I think he would watch it. Oh, this is classic, you guys. Estulin's, well, no, let me get to the next paragraph, sorry. The Bilderberg Group's website says its members have nearly 3 days of informal and off-the-record discussion about topics of current concern once a year. And the meetings are meant to encourage people to work together on major policy issues. And the prominence of the group is what alarms critics. It often includes the Rockefellers, Henry Kissinger, senior U.S. and European officials, and major international business and media executives. The excerpt published by Castro suggested that the esoteric Frankfurt School of Socialist Academics worked with the members of the Rockefellers in the 50s to pave the way for rock music to control the masses by diverting attention from civil rights and social injustice. All right, so let's... sorry about that, you guys. My screen was just going a little crazy. I had to slow down here. All right, so, okay, good. I can click again. All right, as soon as this lets me move over just a skosh here, I can start reading. There we go. Getting closer. All right, let me read the first couple words there. Okay, there we go. Now, the man charged with ensuring that Americans like the Beatles is Walter Lippmann himself. The excerpt asserted, referring to a political philosopher and by then staid newspaper columnist who died in 1974. And in the U.S. and Europe, great open-air rock concerts were used to halt the growing discontent of the population. Now, Castro, who had an inside seat to the Cold War, has long expressed suspicions of backroom plots. He has raised questions about whether the September 11th attacks were orchestrated by the U.S. government to stoke military budgets, and more recently suggested that Washington was behind the March sinking of a South Korean ship blamed on North Korea. Well, see, you guys are laughing at me about saying that we could bring in Fidel Castro to talk about this, but hey, whether or not you like his particular politics, dude understands the New World Order, and he's telling everybody about it. You have to respect that, you guys. I'm not saying that he's the world's greatest person now, but you don't get this kind of talk from just regular people on the street, let alone country presidents of 50 years by a communistic country. Oh, no, I agree. I agree, you guys. But, yes, Rusty's on fire right now, you guys. He says he knew that Jefferson Starship was a propaganda group. What about Starland Vocal Band? Or do you think Lou Bega or the Macarena was a Bilderberg plant? Is that what it is? Everybody is so busy trying to learn the Macarena where you put your hands in and out, except with the Federal Reserve, it's about taking the money and putting it in your hand, and then you stick it behind your back where the guy behind you has the pillowcase with the money symbol on it. Hey, ELO, everyone loves Obama. Yeah, Rusty, do you want to try out for, so who's the next Freedomizer? Sounds like Krusty wants in. All right, let's move on. The head of Google, Eric Schmidt, just stated yesterday, according to the London Telegraph, and I'll get the full article here upcoming in just a second. All right, let me get the link there. Okay. There you go. I'll let everybody find that link there. But they say that CEO of Google says the young will have to change their name in order to suggest or in order to escape the cyber past. And it says the private lives of young people are now so well documented on the internet that many will have to change their names before reaching adulthood. And I'll, I got time to read this. That's fine. And then after this, I'll take my last break of the night here. And then we'll just go full on here. And if you guys want to call in, trust me, we have some time saved for you here. 347-324-3704 as I plow ahead into more news. And let's get into this here. Eric Schmidt suggested that young people should be entitled to change their identity to escape their misspent youth, which is now recorded in excruciating detail on social networking sites such as Facebook. Now, I don't believe society understands what happens when everything is available, knowable, and recorded by everyone all the time. In an interview, Mr. Schmidt said he believed that every young person one day will be allowed to change their name to distance themselves from embarrassing photographs and material stored on their friends' social media sites. Now, he also predicted that in the future, Google will know so much about its users that the search engine will be able to help them plan their lives. Now, using profiles of it, customers and tracking their locations through their smartphones, it will be able to provide live updates on their surroundings and inform them of the tasks that they need to do. It says that we're trying to figure out what the future of search is, Mr. Schmidt says. One idea is that more and more searches are done on your behalf without you needing to type. I think that most people don't want Google to answer their questions. They want Google to tell them what they should be doing. He suggested as an example that because Google would know roughly who you are, what you care about, and who your friends are, it could remind users what groceries they needed to buy when passing a store. Now, these comments are not the first time Mr. Schmidt has courted controversy over the wealth of personal information people reveal on the Internet. Last year, he remarked, if you have something that you don't want anyone to know, maybe you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. So earlier this year, Google was condemned by the privacy watchdogs of 10 countries for showing a disappointing disregard for safeguarding private information of its users. And we'll take that one step further here, you guys. Well, I don't know if you guys caught the articles recently, but the police now are using Google Earth to spy on people's backyards and front yards to see if your grass is too big, if you have cars, like, for example, I was threatened with a $1,000 fine because I had a van that did not run for 90 days. I had a 1996 Dodge Ram conversion van, and if I wanted someone to fix the transmission to rebuild it themselves, it was right around $2,000. And so I kept it because, well, $2,000's a lot of money, but I like the van. But I got a warning that if I did not fix this, then I have a $1,000 fine, even though it's on my own property. Other examples are if people have a pool and they have a kid and they don't have a fence around the pool, well, you need a ticket. And so therein lies a lot of the issues of Google Earth. not to mention all the funny pictures and stuff, like Google caught somebody falling off their bicycle, so now if you go to that, then, yeah, if you go to that particular intersection, you get to see someone fall off their bicycle. Wow, West Texas is still free. You could tell that to El Paso. I don't know how free El Paso is. But Buckshot 59 in the chat room says liberals hate private property. And, well, what's the reason for that? Why would they allow so many illegals among poor people to pick up these houses and let the prices skyrocket? No, I'm not saying I agree or disagree with that. I know that, well, people that are into communism want everybody living in an apartment. Preferably, the more people, the better, so that more people are controlled. If you own a house, that means you're able to grow your own food. You're probably at least upper poor class or lower middle class at the very least. It means that you have some freedom, possibly. And you don't have a lot of people around you. I guess you're considered more of your own person when you have a house. Now, I enjoy my house. I've been in this house for 8.5 years now. Granted, I'm in the middle of a large city, so I have to keep that into consideration. So it's something that I'm probably not going to be able to have forever. Just face it, the property taxes are going to try to squeeze me out. But I would not be opposed to going to a smaller city if the money was right for me. You could do radio anywhere, so I wouldn't be opposed to it. All right, let me go ahead and grab that last break here. And if anyone has anything to talk about, I hope I gave you guys enough topics. If not, I'll find some more for us to talk about. I'm going to grab that break. We'll be right back.
Charlie Veach on Freedomizer Radio.
And it's good to make the connection with you, Travis, at Freedomizer. And I hear big station. You're one of the biggest kind of alternative resistance radio shows. So it's an honor to be on. You don't have to thank me. I enjoy spouting my extreme propaganda over the airwaves to all these innocent, malleable minds out there.
Alright, come on, let's scroll. Another refresh. I can't believe this thing could refresh 4 times in 60 seconds. Don't tell me another refresh. There we go.
Freedomizer Radio is excited to announce a new partnership with the Intel Hub Radio and American Freedom Radio, as we will be simulcasting the Shepherd and Bella Show every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 Eastern. It all starts next Tuesday when Shepherd interviews Gerald Celente. That's next Tuesday, 4 to 6 Eastern, August the 10th, right here at Freedomizer Radio. Don't forget to visit theintelhub.com. It's not your fault you were born into a matrix system of false reality, but join me, Trevino One, as we'll slice through that weeknights, 8 p.m. Eastern, at Freedomizer Radio.
Radio listeners, you all know that the reason for global cooling is global warming. Well, we here at Lake Havasu Snow Removal want to remind everyone that we can plow your driveway or street 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are available in the Lake Havasu, Phoenix, and soon to be Tucson areas in the cold Arizona desert. So, if your driveway is backed up in the middle of April or in the frozen tundra season of August, please call 855-NO-AZ-SNOW today. Time of day, any time of night, Lake Havasu Snow Removal will clear your driveway in freezing cold tundra of Arizona. Thank you.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance, available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
From the people that brought you the roller coaster making game and who brought you the FEMA coloring books, it's the FEMA Camp Tycoon.
That sounds cool.
Here you will have over 800 concentration camps to choose from.
Wow.
You want Vegas? 29 Palms? Jacksonville? Start with Beech Grove, Indiana, and it's all yours. You'll learn how to get people on the red, the blue, and the yellow list.
I want to be red.
I want to be blue. Buy more trains. Get HR 645 passed, but don't pay the Senate too much money. You'll need to buy gas chambers with that. Collect barcode readers, sell souvenirs, and hit the high score on collecting millions of American people, right-wing extremists. Anyway, coming soon, FEMA Camp Tycoon.
Red list on the left, blue list on the right. We got 15 minutes and we leave for the night. Chained up to the wall, there's a ditch on my back. Soon we're in coffins and we're put on a rack. Bodies in the front, bodies in the back. Keep all your ammo in a gun, these sack troops coming for you now. They're looking for your heart. If you're off the grid, just keep up your guard. Real ID is not for me. Not gonna be sheared like a sheep. Once the chain is on the tracks, there's no way you're coming back. Thank you.
All right, Freedomizers, we are back. Thank you so much for staying for the, well, for the final segment here. We have another 15 minutes and we leave for the night, I guess, roughly. Actually, 17 or whatever, but hey, who's arguing? Now, let's see, what else do we want to cover today? We sure have covered a lot today. And, well, let's, sorry, I'm trying to make a show decision here on the fly about which direction to go. Let's hit the, we haven't hit any food topics at all today. So why don't we get into some of that? You know, I can't let a whole day go without covering some form of food product. I mean, if you guys want to talk about the abducted Mexican mayor found dead, I was debating on whether or not to do that because, well, that brings in the La Raza debates and everything else. But instead of that, I decided, well, I wanted to get into the eggs. Just a heads up here, it's roughly 228 million eggs have been recalled, and out of a few states. And what I would recommend is, and this is hard for me to understand here, you guys, and I don't have the article here in front of me. It was on Yahoo earlier today. I read it. I read it quite a few times. But there's a huge recall based on eggs because there could be salmonella involved. And they say that a few hundred people have gotten very sick off of this. And, well, you end up getting the boo-boos, basically. And, well, I have something that I don't think I really want the world to know, but I find it very hard myself now to eat any eggs. I have found that if I buy the organic omega-3 eggs, those tend to stay in my stomach with no problem, but I find it extremely difficult now to go to any restaurant and order an omelet. My stomach just can't tolerate it. I will have the boo-boos in 30 minutes or less. Before you call Domino's and they have a pizza delivered to my house, I will officially have the boo-boos if I eat a cheese omelet somewhere. And I'm one of those people that really enjoy my omelets. But if they're saying now that this is due to salmonella, and they gave all kinds of brand names, and like I said about meat products previously, that anytime you can, avoid large chains for most items. Do not buy your foods, especially meats and produce, from places like China Mart or other major distributors like Albertsons, like Kroger, or Center Value, you could say, Ralph's, which is owned by Kroger, which means that it runs into Food for More, runs into here, we have Smith's. If you have King Super in some areas, and anything that involves a major company. But here's the thing, there's one distributor, and this one distributor sells eggs to like 12 or 15 different suppliers. And so why don't they just have it named one egg company and just be done with it? I mean, they could just name it New World Order Egg Company and just throw the packaging together. It doesn't matter because the average person that goes to China Mart, it doesn't matter whether you say you sick MF, buy these eggs or we shoot you. People will still buy these eggs. It doesn't matter. as long as you throw a 79 cents for a dozen on there, people figure, well, yeah, I'll get the boo-boos, but it is only 79 cents. And I guess just knowing that you have to plan your day around eating eggs. Is that what we want, you guys? It's so much better to just not spend $3 on a package of organic eggs. We have to bust out the 79 cents knowing that we have a realistic chance of getting the boo-boos. I can't believe that's what the average person will be willing to accept. But maybe I'm wrong. Yes, I call it the boo-boos because I'm not going to, I'm not calling it what it should be called. I'm sorry. I can't do it. But yeah, I like organic brown eggs. Well, not, they're good. I do the omega-3 eggs. But I have a question, and I've asked this a few times, but since we have what looks to be a new audience for the most part, let me see if somebody else knows. For all we know, we might have a deli manager or a dairy manager of a grocery store somewhere. I would like to know why it is that you could buy organic brown eggs and you could buy cage-free white eggs. However, you cannot find organic white eggs. And I have been asking, I don't know how many people, why it is that it's just impossible to purchase organic white eggs. And I've called Whole Foods, I've asked managers, I've asked general managers of various places, and nobody has an answer. It's like I just happened to invent something that nobody else has ever questioned. So, if anyone knows anything on that, I would definitely be much appreciative. But let's move on to another topic here. Goose gallops. All right, what are you going to call it next? Katmandu's? All right, let me get into this. Which one do we want to do today and which one do we want to do tomorrow? I don't think that I have time for both. We'll try. Walgreens, and let me throw this in here. I'm hitting up Natural News right now. They really want you to get your flu shots. And let me throw that in there. Walgreens has announced that their flu shots now contain a gift. You can give the gift of a vaccine, you guys. And I know that there's a potential thought out there for another spoof ad. I know that when I'm buying pagan Christmas gifts for my 8 and 6 year old daughters, and I give them a vaccine card, I know that they're going to come up to me and just give me the biggest hug and kiss that they've ever given anybody in their whole life because I gave them a free vaccine. I know that getting a new 10-speed bike was very important. I know that getting a new board game would have been fresh. Getting a new sweater when it's minus 11 out would have been awesome. But, man, you can't compete with a vaccine. I mean, this is like the best thing since vaccines. I mean, what's next? They're going to put Jonas Salk on a dollar bill. Watch. We all know that George Washington was a terrorist, so they need to replace that with Jonas Salk, right? Because we have to love our vaccines. But anyway, let me go ahead and read the article here. And it says, summer isn't even over yet, and the big push for mass vaccinations of the entire population is already underway. The Center for Disease Control started the push by recently urging vaccine shots for everyone, including infants, pregnant women, immune-compromised people, and everybody else. And according or adding to the vaccination hoopla, Walgreens has announced a flu shot gift card available for $29.99 at your nearest Walgreens retailer. This gift card is, as Walgreens explains on their website, a way to help more Americans stay well throughout the upcoming flu season by giving the gift of a flu shot. Man, ones of people are going to be standing in line at Walgreens over the next week wondering how they can give their best friend or their family member a flu shot. Of course, if you gave your friends the gift of vitamin D supplements, they wouldn't need a flu shot or a jab in the arm with a sharp needle. Vitamin D has been proven again and again to work better than vaccines at preventing influenza. Yet, it remains all but ignored by the conventional medical establishment, which just happens to be dominated by the financial interest of vaccine manufacturers, aka pharma companies. And as Walgreens admits on its own website, this year's seasonal flu only protects against last year's viruses. In particular, this year's flu shot contains DNA from last year's swine flu. Yes, the very same virus that fizzled out last year after the WHO hilariously declared a stage 6 global pandemic. The whole charade turned out to be engineered by WHO advisors who had financial ties to vaccine companies. So now they're trying to jab you again. But this year, they're playing mind games with the public by packaging flu shots as gifts. Usually a gift is something you actually want, something that's uplifting or health-enhancing in some way. Vaccines, however, have been widely linked to convulsions and neurological disorders. Just recently, Australia actually banned its seasonal flu vaccine for children after dozens of children went into convulsions. But, I mean, you're doing it for the kids, right? Is this a way to say, look, Mrs. Johnson, yes, hi, I know that you're a single mom of 8 kids, and I thought it would be better off if you had all 8 of your kids jabbed in the arm instead of giving them vitamin D. Here's some flu shots, here's some flu shot coupons, and you take them in here, and by next week you'll be down to 5 kids. How does that sound? Same thing, you guys. Why would you give someone the gift of a convulsion? Why is it that, flu shots, they contain neurological inflammation agents designed to elicit an immune response for building antibodies, and that these chemicals can also cause neurological damage leading to symptoms you can't ignore, such as convulsions? Yes, people have even been paralyzed or killed by flu shots. So anyone who buys a flu shot gift card and hands it to a child or teenager is giving the gift of convulsions, paralysis, and death. Happy birthday. All right. I wish we had time to take some calls. All right, I got to go into this. We got about 2 minutes here. All right. And here's Mike Adams just bust out a great one here. And he says, what's next, chemo cards? And he says, I got to thinking about this. The flu shot gift cards are so popular, why not expand into all of this? Perhaps hospitals should roll out chemotherapy gift cards so you can give the gift of chemo. Is your loved one just little? Does their brain work too well? Is their liver annoyingly operating at 100%? Give the gift of chemotherapy, and you'll destroy their kidney, liver, and brain function. The chemo card can act like a coffee punch card, too, and after 10 rounds of chemotherapy, the 11th is on the house. That is, if you're alive. All right, I think we covered it enough here. Wow. I never thought I'd be discussing chemo cards. I guess that's what shows up here. Anyway, hopefully tomorrow you guys will enjoy our guest. We have Michael Brazda in the first hour. He's going to discuss ham radios. The second hour is Perry Steele. You guys know him. He's a regular here. And the third hour is, so who's the next Freedomizer? With Deatro Loomer. And, well, you guys, the show is over. No, I don't need Nathan Leal right now. I need my outro music. Right, you guys, thanks again for a great show. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. And remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I'm your host, Proof Negative, deactivating tonight's Freedomizer. I'm out.